Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Title of the show today, do I have a show for you? Blocked Spiritual Force and Disease. Why God gave us DMT and the pineal gland. Today's show, well, you've got to tie all the pieces together. You've got to integrate concepts. You've got to be very honest with yourself. And then you'll get much out of today's show. Now, my regular audience, those of you who have listened, will be familiar with many of the things I'm going to say today. The bonus for you is we're going to tie a lot of the pieces together, and that's what you get off my website. That's what you get off continually listening to the show every beautiful Saturday morning. Because really, making all this stuff about health functional is about an integration that comes with time. You are maturing in your evolution. Your understanding, or the gravity that you bring to these subjects, is deepening over time. The weight of knowledge. And that's very important to understand, because we live in a day and age when data acquisition, give it to me fast, give it to me quick, give me all the data there is and let me move on to the next piece. That's the way society goes. It's not really what makes a difference to your health. Surely you need the facts and the data and the newsletters and the YouTube clips and the ads and the cliff notes. But you see, that's not really where the result comes from. You've got to piece it together and give it weight in the marrow of your bone. You've got to bring it deep. And that's what I try to do every Saturday for you. Now, part of doing that is from bringing concepts together. So if you are symptomatic, if you have a disease, and there is so much disease around. Once a week, I run around the office screaming, we're in crisis. All of a sudden, I mean, sometimes you just hear it so hard from so many people. So many people get sick. And it wasn't really like that 10 years ago. Something is happening. So without getting sensational about it, if you're symptomatic, if you have disease, if you want radiant health, what you're going to have to consider is that your spiritual force. Now, what is spiritual force? Well, that's a big one, right? That's a word that means everything and nothing. But I'm going to let you understand that term, spiritual force, as you want. And I want you to consider there's a relationship between the blockage of that spiritual force, or could I say creative force, or could I say after the age of 50, starting to regret the fact that your dreams didn't come true, or could I say living too many decades feeling trapped in relationships that go nowhere, in jobs that go nowhere, in promises made to yourself that you never capitalized on. See, I would put that under blocked spiritual force. Do you? So I'm going to use that dangerous word, spiritual. But whatever it means to you, I'm going to make the claim. And do you agree? Are you numb and this means nothing? But I'm going to make the claim, supported by many, that blocked creative, blocked spiritual force is at the root of disease. And then I'm going to give you the good part, that God gave us a pineal gland and a whole bunch of systems that if you understand them, if you make them functional, if you integrate them, that you end up in the pineal gland and in a chemical called DMT, dimethyltryptamine. So that's the premise of today's show. I left a link at top, DMT, the spirit molecule. Leave that for later. Get on YouTube. It's a free documentary. And take the time to get in to DMT, the spirit molecule. And understand that our pineal gland makes that chemical. It makes DMT. And under the influence of DMT, people have out-of-body experience. Now, without getting into ayahuasca, the hallucinogen from the Amazon and the tradition behind that, without getting in to the use of hallucinogens, which confer the effects of DMT on the body, without getting into that, make sure you understand this. That the Christian saints, that the saints from every religion, that anyone noted, observed, awarded, commended for being in the altered plane, the plane that was closer to God, the otherworldly existence, the outside of the humdrum of everyday existence, was no doubt producing greater concentrations of DMT into their bloodstream. Now, I only have 60 minutes today, so you've got to give me the benefit of the doubt with a few assumptions. And then on your own, get into this documentary, learn more about Candace Pert, learn more about Wilhelm Reich, learn more about the chemicals we now know today that we isolate in our bloodstreams, at our receptor sites, that characterize, that have something to do with the godly experience. The experience outside of the world, the normal, mundane world, the place you want to go. What's in your bloodstream when you're dreaming? What's in your bloodstream when you hold your newborn? What's in your bloodstream when you fall in love? What is in the bloodstream of the inventor when he sees a creation of his come to fruition? What is in our bloodstream is being studied. Or is it in your bloodstream? Or is your life a long tale of regrets and broken dreams? And of course, because we're all politically correct, we would say, no, not me. And yet, I assure you, I have never seen a sick person. I have never seen one manifest disease, chronic symptomology, that wasn't filled with these kinds of regrets. So we have to be real with each other today. Not our politically correct face, but who we are underneath. And the part of us, the moments given to negative thought, to that terrible empty feeling, that black void in us all, that feels like we haven't received yet what we came here for. Now that, functionally speaking, clinically speaking, is always at the root of disease. So whether you're symptomatic, disease-ridden, or want to continue to be healthy, this is a very important topic for you. Now, where I want to jump to is I want you to consider systems in the body. I want you to consider systems. This is where I want you to piece things together. Of course, if you're new to the show, welcome. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you can, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. That's not .com, that's .cc with two T's, Straight Talk. Because I got loads of pictures for you on the website. And these shows are archived. I no longer charge for them. And if you can get to the website, listen to the show maybe once or twice or three times or 10 times and let it sink in. Because this show is conceptual. It's not data acquisition. It's taking more deeply key concepts. These systems, the ventricular system of the brain, in the center of your brain, between your ears, is that big balloon that pumps cerebrospinal fluid from the top of your head to your sacrum and back up. The ventricular system. The pineal gland and its relationship to the superior colliculus. In other words, that little nipple of a gland, tintillated. And yes, I know I'm speaking maybe over your head, but not purposely. I want you to take an overview of systems, and then we'll get into these specifically. We'll look at the pictures, or I'll describe it to you if you can't be at a computer. That ventricular system, the third ventricle, tintillating this little nipple of a gland, the pineal gland, and banging it between the two heads of the superior colliculuses. That is a system. If you say the pineal gland is the third eye, if that has meaning, the pineal gland is going to run your circadian rhythm, producing melatonin. If the pineal gland is going to hit a frequency capable of producing dimethyltryptamine and giving you the out-of-body experience, the connection with God, the halo around your head, the vision that you seek, the wisdom from above, however you want to term it. If that pineal gland is going to confer to you the benefit of that chemical, DMT, it's going to have to be banged up against the colliculi. That's a system. The hypothalamus and the pituitary, they sit in the sphenoid bone. Number three, and we'll look at it later. They sit in something called the cella turcica. The pineal gland connected to the hypothalamus, connected to the pituitary. Yes, connected. They're all talking to each other. And that pituitary sitting in the Turkish saddle, the cella turcica of the sphenoid bone. Point being, does that sphenoid bone wobble? Does it move? Does it have the necessary frequency to keep the hypothalamus active, awake, alive? The cranial bones are talking to the neuroendocrine system through the hypothalamus gland. That's a system. The cranial bones, all of which separate at the sutures and vibrate at a particular frequency. They bend. They can be made to soften so that they, functionally speaking, separate just a little more, perhaps a micron, perhaps less than a micron. But nonetheless, that separation implies a vibration measured as a frequency. And when the frequency of the vibrating cranium affects the frequency of the pituitary sitting in the cella turcica, transferred to the hypothalamus and joining the pineal gland, well, then the pineal begins to vibrate. That is a system. As those ventricles produce, cerebrospinal fluid, that cerebrospinal fluid flows through the brain, pushes fluid through every cell, in between every cell, every neuron of the brain, down to the sacrum, towards the sacrum, up again. That is a system covered by the dural tissue, which separates the hemispheres, which the brain sits on, which surrounds the brain and the spinal cord. Then, of course, the wires to the cells.